It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
And they were running. That looked like they're training for the Kentucky Derby. As if they were in the Daytona 500.
What?
Taylor Swift.
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we have another one of these sort of PSAs, a classic, could this happen to you? As somebody found out that something was going on, unbeknownst to them, just mind their own business at their house, and they found out something that could change their lives.
Ken Wilson keeps a watchful eye on how much energy he uses.
Okay.
I feel like most of us do that.
That's a good start.
How much energy are we using?
I pay don't
attention
use
to my electric bill.
Yeah, no, this guy, Jones, pays quite a bit of attention to his electric bill.
Oh.
I thought it meant just how much energy you use like on a daily basis. Like, do you run? Do you walk? Do you go take the stairs, take the elevator?
Oh,
but that's you were actually more right.
You thought his physical energy. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay.
How much output, input, output
sure.
kind of thing.
Sure.
Ken Wilson keeps a watchful eye on how much energy he uses.
Every day that I go to work, I turn these breakers off.
Do you turn the breakers off in your house every time you leave? That seems like it wouldn't be a good thing.
No, I feel like you're like begging to start a fire by
Correct.
Flipping those switches a whole bunch.
So every time you come home, you have to fire the whole thing back up?
Yeah, that probably...
The heat's out then.
Oh,
you have
definitely.
No heat, no AC.
No nothing.
No nothing.
Walk into what happens if you walk home at night?
Not a flashlight.
A pitch black house? Yeah, maybe that's a good point.
So I got to go down to the surge.
Thing is the fridge.
Great point. My God, Bill. What a great point.
Well, maybe he leaves that breaker.
Maybe
going.
One. He's like, I know which one that is.
That's the fridge.
That's a C7.
That one, I leave that one.
I leave that one on.
I mean, I imagine it takes more energy every time you flip the thing back on than if you just left it running. I'd imagine. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I leave my computer on. It's just like in sleep mode. Taking a little snooze.
Yeah.
Because I thought like you almost take more energy to like shut it off and boot the whole thing back up.
Yeah,
it's like starting the car. You burn more gas starting.
Yeah, I leave my car running all the time just in the driveway or in the garage.
Well, Keith, it was a few years ago when we were at training camp and we found out why Mr. Kraft's helicopter is just running nonstop.
Correct. It was just sitting there like spinning like crazy. We were down at camp. And we were like, I was so fascinated, but I couldn't do the show. I was just focused on the helicopter.
Takes too much energy to turn it off. Is that why?
But we got a couple of helicopter pilots call in, and they're like, no, you're better off with that.
Leaving it running.
Then like shutting her down, then kicking her back up.
No kidding.
So I don't know if this guy is right to do this.
Maybe he's a helicopter pilot.
Maybe he flies helicopters. No, he'd be the opposite. No,
yeah,
Jones,
that's true. No. Yeah, he's divorced from a helicopter pilot.
I think we'll learn that he is not a helicopter pilot.
Especially in recent months, with a high bill... He's tried hard to keep his usage low.
What was that?
Same.
His hot pocket was ready.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, it was a microwave digging?
That might have been a hot pocket.
Yeah, that makes
could
sense.
Be a hot pocket.
Yeah.
Plug it into bites. The wall.
Even buying this device to tell him how many watts his appliances give off.
So he's got this crazy little, like, it looks like a bigger than a remote control, like an iPad type thing. And you can go over to all the devices, and you know exactly how much energy is.
It looks
being
like going. A ghost hunter, like going through
a little bit. Yeah,
he's just like jamming that on different things,
looking for paranormal activity.
Yeah, exactly. What's the wattage on this?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
1995.
So he can track his energy daily down to the exact number.
Even after I turned off my breakers, I kept going outside to check my meter to see if it was still running, and it was still running.
Huh? This guy's a little obsessed. But I guess for good reason, everything's going up, right? Prices are going up. Check the old electric bill, higher than it used to be.
Oh, for sure. So inflation's out of control.
Oh, of course. So if you're looking to save a little bit of money, I get it. But he does seem to be a little too obsessed with it.
Okay.
That's all right.
And I couldn't believe it.
He started taking a closer look at his bill.
When I was seeing these spikes with my breakers off, then I said, I'm not looking at my meter. This is somebody else's meter.
How do you like that?
Wait a minute.
He's getting charged for somebody else's meter.
Somebody else.
Who's not shutting the breakers off and might actually be using the refrigerator. who might actually be watching TV or
somebody
something.
Siphoning his power?
No, he's just paying for the wrong one, it looks like.
Interesting.
Yeah, not good.
Or maybe my theory is right that it actually takes more energy to turn those things on and off all the
good
time.
Good point. Maybe. Might be that.
Wilson called PG&E last week. They sent someone out, and the light bulb clicked.
Oh?
Figuratively.
Interesting.
I don't think literally he has the power off.
I would hope not. He could make
he's
that
he's not
work.
Trying to pay for that, so no.
The candle wick is on.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
Wilson has been paying for Unit 90, not his Unit 91, possibly for up to 18 years.
All right, sir. I gotta flag you there on that.
Gotta
so
be honest.
You've been this obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. You shut the panel down every single day.
Yeah.
You bought a device that you can measure everything in your house and how much wattage, mm-hmm. and yet you've been paying somebody else's meter for 18 years?
Sir? You got to look at the guy's apartment. I've not seen this video. You got to look at the guy's apartment.
So I'm not going to say.
Stacks of newspapers?
Jones, yes.
And a lot of cat litter boxes, a lot of cats.
I'm not saying he's a hoarder. I don't know if he fits the definition of like a true hoarder.
But he's been there 18 years. I got to feel, without seeing the video, I got to feel for this apartment without seeing
it. It's not to the level of like cats on cats. Where you're like, what is that, a cat? What's he on? Oh, another cat. I don't think it's that. But Nick, you saw this video. There wasn't a lot of room to walk around in there.
No, it's pretty crammed. There's a lot of there's a lot of chairs. A lot of chairs for some reason.
Well, you never know when you're going to have like a huge party.
You want to
like
come over and sit?
Yeah, like a sitting party.
He stubs his toe every time he walks in because he can't see.
A lot of chairs. Yeah, if you want to sit, this guy's got the place.
Okay.
But yeah, 18 years he's been paying for his neighbor's electricity.
That sounds on brand.
Since he lives alone, his...
Really?
Well, it's just, yeah, I know. Maybe a surprise.
No, I'm surprised.
Maybe there are cats.
It's not like this man had a healthy...
Maybe a surprise.
A healthy relationship and maybe a family.
Well, no one person can hold him down. You know, I think he's out there in the community.
It's a good point.
Swinging it around a little bit.
It would be my guess.
That's all the chairs are for. Yeah, you can't have one person pinning this guy down.
This bill should be lower than any other unit.
I feel powerless right now because I can't control my own meter.
Joke was right there.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
PG&E told CBS 13 they made a mistake and want to make it right, adding, "We sincerely apologize for the oversight and regret any inconvenience caused by the duration of this issue."
A classic my bad for you paying for somebody else's electricity for 18 years.
PG&E has had a few of those.
My bad.
Yeah. Whoops. Whoops.
Ooh. Sorry about that.
Oh, the wildfires across California. Whoops. Our bad.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
Whoops.
Whoopsie daisies.
This story is going to help others. I can't be the only one.
A meter mishap as this paying customer hopes by his next bill, he won't be left in the dark.
Get it?
He's like left in the dark. I'm rewatching this video now. He has like ring lights. He looks like he has a podcast. He has soundproofing up on the wall.
I mean, he has a podcast, like a vlog.
And he has like ring lights, and I can't see what's to the left, but the couch is literally in front of the TV, like sideways. Like he's like 2 inches from the couch.
It's close, dude.
I have a theory on this guy.
Go ahead.
All the money that he's been paying for someone else's electric bill, which he shouldn't have to pay.
He shouldn't. It's not his responsibility.
Do you think he's paid more in electric bills over the years or more in these weird contraptions to check to check his electricity?
Probably those things.
The wattage, the ring lights, because I don't want to run anything on my breakers, so I bought all these ring lights.
Nope.
I've paid for myriad gadgets to track the wattage.
Yeah, it's not good.
I feel like whatever savings he would have had, he's flushed down the toilet.
He did add...
I'm shooketh.
So, yeah, it was an uphill climb for this guy, and hopefully gets some of that money back. I don't know, but I think they just gave him a my bad. And then they kind of move on.
I imagine he was just happy to have human interaction with this lady from the news.
That was pretty great. You want to come over and sit? Said, no, I'm good.
No, please.
A lot of chairs.
Please sit down.
A lot of chairs.
Hey, where'd you get these chairs?
I set my dolls up in them.
And turn directly 90 degrees to your right. You can see the TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
Please come on over. We'll sit in the dark. I'll light a candle.
Yeah.
I'll show you my wattage. It's low. It's low wattage. Spoiler alert, it's low wattage. So
I love the obsession over it, and yet 18 years, it slipped through the cracks. Like, where have you been?
Took a while to crack the case.
Although, it's funny, when my wife
You got to be sure.
Yeah.
Measure twice, cut once.
When I first moved into, we had a little shoebox apartment. It was like part of like a house, and we were in the basement. Actually, half of the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the deal was gas and electric included. We can be as hot or as cold as we want it down there.
By the way, it's kind of like a sauna down here.
It's
kind
of hot as Hades down here.
It's 20 degrees outside. Why are you guys walking around in bathing suits?
It's hot. Yeah, it's soupy down here. And so I was like, wait a minute, what? And then so we call our landlord, and she's like, oh, yeah, like you could just pay for like half of it. And we're like,
you said what? It's included.
Like, we don't have any money. Yeah. We can't afford that. And then we got out of that because we like showed it, like you literally wrote down like one of the few perks of the place was free.
So the landlord ended up paying for that?
Yes.
Nice.
Thankfully.
Nice.
We would have had to move out sooner.
Were you more?
It was hot.
Did you change your heating and AC habits or just let those keep going? You're like, she's on the hook for it.
Oh, no. We crank it. Great. Lights on all the time. So you don't. Why do you have lights on in every single room? You guys are left
bright in there. Just sleep masks. We invested in sleep masks. We never turn the lights off. We don't pay for these.
Are your faucets on right now?
Yep.
Not paying for that either.
Yeah, they're 90 degrees. Go check them.
You're just water running. Refrigerator door open.
We don't pay for any of this. It's a perk.
It's free. It's free. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's how it works. But anyway, so yeah, best of luck to that guy going forward.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Should we put him in the Ring of Honor?
No.
No. Think about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially in recent months, with a high bill, he's tried hard to keep his usage low.
He is trying hard.
I've been saving my best hot pocket for company. I've been saving this one. This is a lean cuisine, actually. Doesn't say anything about you, ma'am.
No.
But I've been saving this one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Put the crispy packet around it, get it just right. It's the right amount of electricity to heat that.
If you need it in there again to heat up the brownie a little bit more, let me know.
Come over and sit.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We bought Lucas a TV dinner. Speaking of the brownie.
A TV dinner?
Yeah, I didn't even know they still made those.
You just throw it in the microwave, right?
The ones with the little penguin on them? I don't know what the brand is. We got
yellow
the same,
green beans in there?
Same one I had from my childhood.
Yeah.
Had it the other day.
Mashed taters, a little meat.
I was like, Lucas, you going to eat all that mac and cheese over there?
What's described as a Salisbury steak?
Yeah.
Salisbury steak.
No, we got the mac and cheese, chicken nuggets.
Oh, nugs.
Nice brownie in there with like rainbow sprinkles on it.
Minute, 2 minutes?
Good question.
Not even.
Cat made it.
You didn't even go that far. I got you.
Anyway, but I was ready to eat.
No, it sounds nice.
Look real nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know they still made TV dinners.
No. That's good. Probably good value.
But that guy feels like he's had a few hungry men.
I think a couple times, yeah.
A couple of hungry men.
A couple, two, three.
Yeah. So there you go. It's Kiefer Madness.